My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday at the Reagan Building here in Washington and learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. And no, your calendar is right. It's a rare Monday appearance by the Capitol Steps. And so, Mark, I know this is throwing your whole week out of whack, but how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good on this inauguration day.
Absolutely right. It's Martin Luther King Day. It's inauguration day. 4 years ago, it was obviously even more of an exciting event for a lot of people because of Obama's historic victory. Anytime you're inaugurating the same president, it's not quite as buzzworthy, but it's still obviously a major event every 4 years, a major celebration of who we are as Americans. And 4 years ago, where Obama got helped by a lot of things, a real estate crash and things like that, but also he was helped by Oprah, and you can never overestimate the importance of Oprah on a presidential campaign. And now, of course, Oprah with the big Lance Armstrong interview last week leading up to the Obama administration. So, you know, pretty good month for both of those folks.
Yeah, you know, she did well. I mean, I think they said that her the OWN network, which has been struggling, doubled its viewership to almost 26 people because of that. I've never been so tired as having to try to find that actual channel on my cable guide. I just like, where is this thing? Who knows?
The interesting thing is, first of all, it's a compelling interview, so kudos to her for getting what nobody else could get as an interview. But at the same time, the entire world knew what he was going to say, so that takes a little bit of the luster out of it.
Yeah, I think you can boil it down to, you take those 90 minutes and boil it down to, I'm sorry I got caught, seems to be about the bottom line.
And all those people whose lives you destroyed? Oh yeah,
yeah,
my bad.
You know. How did he have that many friends to stab in the back? He seems like a jerk.
It's amazing how many friends you have when you win.
Yes, know? That's exactly right. And, you know, success is a very strong perfume, I think they say.
Obama had a lot of friends today. He won, so he had, you know, close to a million people or however many hundred thousands down in the mall. So, but,
yeah, and the big news, of course, Michelle has new bangs.
Yes.
I mean, that's the story. That might be the political story of the year.
I hope not, but you never know with this press corps. You just never know.
That's right.
So anyway, if people are wondering why we're combining inauguration with Oprah Winfrey, it's because the Capitol Steps are on top of everything, and they think of story combinations that nobody else thinks of. And even back on their classic CD, Obama Mia, they've got a song called Oprah-bama, and I believe that's probably related to Oprah's strong role in helping President Obama get elected.
Absolutely, and I think it sets itself up.
Here we go.
I'm certain that our country's gonna be okay, but we face challenges that are not small.
Isn't there a wise one who can show the way?
Our nation's ready for an overhaul. We should call someone who knows all.
After the most recent president's election, can we know our country's headed in the right direction?
Though Barack's proposals seem to be well meant, the only thing he's done is run for president.
Isn't there a wise one who can tell us what we should do?
Oprah Winfrey, all the country now will look to you. If you sell your stock or like Barack, then we think we ought to do that too.
Oprah told us how to dress, what books that we should read, and forget the rest, cause she knows best. She's the only head of state we need.
We like Brangelina, okay, but we want a new couple today.
So Oprah say, help, just let me go away.
This country can be led by a new founding mama with Obama.
O-P-R-A-B-A-M-A, Obama.
You know, I never thought I'd hear the combination of Oklahoma and the election of Barack Obama, but that's why the Capitol Steps are the best in the business.
There you go. Sometimes you got to put those two very different things together.
In the first few bars, I'm like, I know this song. And then I'm like, ah, yes. Yes. So,
a Broadway standard and a classic.
So you got 4 more years to make fun of the president. You got 4 more years to make fun of Joe Biden. That ought to keep everybody gainfully employed over there.
That's a much more important thing. I mean, as you know, Obama has not been giving us a whole lot of comic fodder other than the people he surrounds himself with. So that's a good thing.
And, of course, looks like there's going to be plenty of angry debate in Congress over debt ceilings and all sorts of other things. So.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be a little bit of the same fussing and pouting for the next 4 years. But, you know, we'll see. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Have you created your 2016 folder yet on your computer?
Not yet.
Oh, come
on.
Is that
like a Mayan thing? Is it like, maybe not happen? I don't know.
I just figured you'd already be doing your research on people we haven't even heard of, potentially.
Yeah, well, I, unfortunately, how often do we really have somebody we haven't heard of? That's the problem, maybe. We always have these kind of the same familiar facelifts keep turning up.
That's true. Even in 2004, we knew who Obama was, although he wasn't actually a member of Congress yet.
Right, but, right. He had already made his big splash with the speech and everything.
Absolutely. So, well, we'll see. You're right. We've probably heard of the folks who will be the main players, but a little research, I'm sure you guys will have them down cold in 2 years or less.
Oh, absolutely. And we hope that somebody, some of them, one of them has got, you know, buck teeth, cross-eyed, you know, speech impediment, something to give us some comedy gold.
If it's out there, you'll find it. I have no doubt about that. Mark, have a great day. We'll talk to you later in the week, actually.
Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com and buy their stuff there. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.